Council permanent. The last remnants of the old republic have been swept away.
Oh boy, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the very first episode of 2019 for the Imperial Senate podcast. Oh, how are you guys doing today?
So good.
Oh man.
Not bad.
So, as you can tell, you're joined by three great hosts today. My name is Nikki Kumar. I'm sure you know who I am. If not, welcome. And I am joined by the great Charlie Ashby and Claire Stribling. What is up, guys?
Not a lot. Although I like that if you don't know who Nikki is, you're welcome. But if you do know who Nikki is by this point, you're definitely not welcome. I just want you to be, wanted to clarify that.
That or you need help because...
Nikki's you're still gym, listening okay. to us. That's what you really need help for.
Never, you know, sometimes people, you know, they start new things in the new year and, you know.
New year, new me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man, you guys are going to hit rock bottom real quick then.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
So we took a little break, you know, celebrate the season. Wrapped up 2018 with our little Christmas specials, but we're back and it's a new year, like we said, and we got lots to look forward to in 2019. But I guess we can start it off with, do you guys have any sort of Star Wars related New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I do. I have two pretty big ones. My New Year's resolution is to read more Star Wars comics because I've been so bad and I have like, I'm still like on like Aphra number 10 and I need to go back and read the stuff that I missed. So that's one of them. And then the other one that's really, really huge and I'm already failing at is caring less about what people say online to me in relation to Star Wars and
yes.
just focusing on what I like. And that's already not going well. So it's great. It's really great.
That was the greatest gift The Last Jedi gave me.
What the drama online?
No, just being like, oh, I don't give a fuck about what these people are saying. Like, it's not going to change. Like, it's not going to change my enjoyment of this. So, yeah, that is a fine resolution. It changes your life.
Hey, Claire. Actually, if you don't read Aphra number 11, you don't understand Star Wars properly. So
fake
you need
fan.
To go back and fake fan.
Actually, if you read Aphra, you're a fake fan because Aphra is shoehorned in for SJWs.
Oh my god, a woman in Star Wars? That's unbelievable.
There are no women in space, just so you know.
I am alone.
Well, thanks for the confidence, guys. Well, I really appreciate it.
We'll protect.
Any
men are the most strongest people in the galaxy.
You know what? The one thing I regret about doing an audio podcast is you cannot see how far into the back of my head my eyes have rolled. So, great.
Well, I mean, the flip side is we'd have to do a video podcast.
Oh,
and last time we tried to do video
look disgusting.
Is... Last time we did video, I made my Anakin and Luke Funko Pops make out, and Charlie stuck a lightsaber up Claire's nose.
That did happen.
I mean, the context.
So maybe that's why we're still yet to venture fully into the video realm.
And I enjoy rolling out of bed and not having any makeup on and looking like I've been electrocuted and been like, yeah, let's do it.
It's true. Claire was wearing a robe, a black robe. Her face was like sizzling. And she kept calling us Darth Vader. It's weird.
I am the reason that men complain online that women wear too much makeup. Like, take her swimming on the first date.
Jesus Christ.
Any resolutions for you, Charlie?
I guess it's sort of similar. Like, don't get too annoyed by things to do with a fictional film. I guess it's hard because you do care about stuff sometimes and care about people.
What?
What? Oh yeah. Fuck people. No, I guess my resolution is to be a bit more ruthless as well. Ben wasn't completely wrong in letting the past die with certain things. If someone's bad or someone's unrepentant about stuff, you know, you throw them away.
Bye.
Is that a bad resolution?
That's
good.
It's the Marie Kondo method of what sparks joy. And you gotta eliminate the things that do not spark joy in your life.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much it's I like forgiveness, I like, you know, but if people don't act on things, it's just like, well, there you go. Just try not to be angry too much and enjoy stuff a bit more, maybe.
For sure.
Yeah.
How about you, Nick?
Fine resolutions. I'm more or less the same. Just continue to... There's a lot, obviously, Star Wars specifically, there's a lot of really exciting things on the horizon just for this year alone. So yeah, I'm just going to keep trying to find the joy in each of those things and not sweat over the things I'm less inclined to be into. And yeah, just take each one as they come and have a good time.
Unless it's the Vader fan film.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
That was fun, wasn't it, when that happened? Everybody was happy.
It's still happening, right? It's a series, isn't it?
You know how there was
I haven't seen it, so I'm not sure. All I know is I saw the online fuss over it, and I was like, oh, this sounds like something I don't want to get involved with. Great.
I think the consensus is it's good for a fan film, but it's a fan film. Like, it's people saying it's better than the films, like, no.
Yeah.
It's
totally cool, but also be a, yeah.
Yeah. Like, anybody to have gone to the lengths that they did to, like, write it, cast it, do the effects for it, and, like, complete it and put it out there. Like, anyone who does that should be proud of what they do.
And that's awesome. But, and it's cool that people do that, because I like watching them.
Right. But yeah, there's been some, like, pretty unreal support and like promotion of it that's like kind of baffling. And you know, there was not too long ago a certain person with some name recognition in the Star Wars fan community suggesting that people lied about their like of The Last Jedi in order to like have access to Star Wars. You know, so I'm starting to wonder if he was right and there are people lying about how much they love this Vader fan film to get access to those filmmakers, because there's some bizarro stuff going on with one particular website, I suppose, and they're like immense boner over this fan film.
Oh dear.
I mean, whatever floats people's boat, I guess. I just don't particularly see the appeal for myself. But yeah, if people find joy out of it, that's cool. I just don't get the understanding of having to shit on another person's creative. I don't get how you can be so for someone's creative vision and then be like, but also, yeah, fuck Ryan Johnson and his family.
Yeah,
it's like,
that had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, don't
like,
do that.
You didn't even have Vader in your in Ryan Johnson's film. So, I mean, it's whatever. And, you know, I just, the one thing that really upset me about the whole Vader fan film discussion, even though I haven't seen it, full disclosure again, but I was sad that people were, like shitting on this fan film for being a fan film. And I was like, don't, but people were saying mean things about the film itself. And that upset me a little bit, because I'm like, okay, but are you just saying this because you're annoyed about all the conversation about it? Or are you saying it because you really didn't enjoy the film and you're just going to be a dick about it to these amateur filmmakers? I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah.
I think a bit of it as well is obviously Star Wars Theory, who created that, is, you know, notorious for coming up with some of the clickbait variety, I think, videos.
My favorite.
So there's that element as well, obviously. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a fan film. I mean,
is not different to what we do, really.
Yeah, I think like...
But I don't expect Kathleen Kennedy to hire us.
Oh, right. We're already on the payroll. We've discussed this.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, yes, we are, but she's not asked us to make a film.
Yeah, just yet. Keyword.
Yeah, my only, like, beef is people like Collider.
Yeah.
Using that platform to be like, this is what Lucasfilm should be paying attention to. It's weird. But enough about the Vader fan film, because we got loads of other stuff. Let's talk about some of the things that have just recently happened. We got Solo on Netflix.
Yay!
I think just yesterday in the US at least, because international streaming rights make no sense.
Sorry, Charlie.
But yeah, Solo, a Star Wars story, available on Netflix, so you can peruse that if you have Netflix and enjoy that. Have you guys watched it yet on Netflix?
I have not had the opportunity. I worked all day yesterday, but I'm excited. I think I will actually watch it tonight because it's been like a solid maybe 5 days since I've seen Solo, so might as well. Perfect excuse.
You know what? It's something funny, like, I love having these Star Wars movies on Netflix because, A, it's just, like, very easy to access them, like, easier than it's been, you know, you don't have to...
Putting in a disc.
Yeah.
It's very
getting
hard.
Off your ass, opening the case, and then you're like, oh, I better not scratch this. But yeah, it's also, it's fun because also I'm like, oh, I should watch something new and cool. And then I see The Last Jedi. I'm like, oh, I'll just watch this.
And I like it. I like it on these streaming platforms too, because people that, well, for example, people I work with who are like super casual Star Wars fans and like, oh, I'll watch it when it gets to Netflix. Then I can be the annoying coworker again who's like, all right, it's time. Let's go.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, so I'm sure obviously a lot of the news around Solo when it came out was its performance in theaters. So
yeah.
Hopefully that means a lot of people who didn't go see it can see it and hopefully enjoy it and, you know, continue the love moving around for Star Wars. So with that out, it's also time for some little Star Wars rumors that have been going around the web.
Star Wars rumors. See?
So, an article by the website Inverse highlighted a Reddit theory that the title of episode 9 would be in a line of dialogue hidden deep within The Last Jedi. Okay, before I get into what they say, what do you guys think? Which line of dialogue would you jump to?
Star Wars episode 9, blip, blobbity, bloop.
My own personal choice. That is episode 9, a stormtrooper and a who now?
I like that one a lot too.
Anyway, let's see.
Did you have one, Charlie?
Do you know what? I did have one. I'm trying to find it right now because I definitely tweeted.
Scrolling
it,
furiously.
I think it was scrolling furiously. Let me find it for you. Keep talking.
Okay. So while we wait for Charlie, we will go to what these people said. Their theory was that the title would be Star Wars Episode 9 Rebellion Reborn. But naturally, Twitter had a field day offering their own predictions, just like we did. So what do you have any others, Claire, that you remember while waiting for Charlie?
There was, Finn... naked leaking bag. That was another one that I really enjoyed from Twitter. I was like, that is a movie that I will watch. I will purchase in every format that it comes out. Yeah, I would do that. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is my one. Star Wars Episode 9, kind of pasty.
I don't remember who said it, so apologies if you're listening and I don't credit you, but
yeah,
Somebody was like, hey, look, the entirety of The Last Jedi script is on Twitter now.
That's funny.
So yeah, Rebellion Reborn. You guys got any feelings about that? If that were where episode 9 went.
I I like that. I think it would make a fine title. The one thing that I liked about The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi is that that title, like those titles were like so easy to like speculate on. There were like so many different theories. Like, what does this mean? Rebellion Reborn is kind of straightforward for me. There's less speculation that you can do. Be like, oh yeah, the rebellion has to be reborn or it's done.
Is that kind of a feature of the third installments though? Because it's like Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi.
That's fair.
Yeah, so I wonder if it would be a little more straightforward, but I definitely agree with your point. I like the, because the discussions of the titles are always like an amazing thing, because you're just like, whoa, what does it mean?
That'll fuel us.
What does it mean? Ding, 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 ding. yeah, because I have like a weird thing about titles where I can never tell anyone what I would want the film to be titled. Like, I'm sure, like I've seen on Twitter, people like, I want it to be called this. I want it to be blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I never know until it's officially released. And I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds right. So I'm excited for the official announcement. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't like that
Rebellion
title.
Reborn.
No, yeah. It's bad.
It's bad.
I mean, the whole point of the Rebellion being reborn line is to signify the cementing of this the two factions, right? Like, we had the First Order rising up in The Force Awakens, and then the Resistance sort of, you know, being reignited into the Rebellion again. So it makes no sense if... I mean, I'm assuming that the conclusion of the saga might conclude the war. So it'd be weird if it is like, the Rebellion rises! And then they defeat them
and
the next day.
Now we don't need a rebellion.
Yeah, it seems a bit off. Personally. I mean, also, you know, Inverse, I don't really trust their stuff often.
And it's from a Reddit theory anyway. Yeah. Like, it's like Inverse finding a Reddit theory. There we go. Job done.
Dave.
Post. Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. It's, I'm sure there's also been rumors about sort of an announcement incoming, like within weeks or so. We will continue to keep our eyes open, as I'm sure many others are. Okay, so another big piece of this year in Star Wars just happened.
Yay!
New mid-season trailer for Star Wars Resistance Season 1 just dropped yesterday. And fans across the galaxy have been freaking out. General Hux, Kaz, his hair. Oh, my God.
His hair. His hair is moist. It's so moist. It's a God, very so moist trailer. There's so much underwater scene. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
If you're playing Imperial Senate Bingo, that is a number one for the moist.
For your drinking. Take a shot.
Yeah, it's the first moist of the year.
Oh, I had the first moist of the year? Oh, that makes me so excited. Oh, I'm happy.
What?
Clay, practically dripping.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, man. All moist fans, rejoice. We're back. So, all sorts of action-packed scenes in that trailer. Did anything really stand out to you guys? Because there is a lot in there.
Yes. First of all, there's a box filled with Gorgs. And there's so many of them. And just watching all these cute little crazy frog creatures jump out and, like, I can't remember who they attacked, but it filled me with such joy. I love my little creatures. But I need to see Bolza. I need to see my boyfriend, my handsome Gorg vendor. He was not in the trailer, and that makes me a little sad.
First Order killed him.
Don't you say that. That is not cool. No. He is way too much of a beefcake.
Poe put him and all the Kowakian monkey lizards in a freighter and lights, put it into hyperspace, into the sun.
I hate you. I hate you so much. We're no longer friends.
Hey, buddy, I'm gonna squish you. BB, get him.
Jesus Christ. Oh, and BB9E was in it too, which made me happy.
Yeah.
He's all handsome and stuff. There was some good droid action in this trailer.
Yeah, a lot of BB units getting some action.
Getting some action.
I need to catch up on Resistance. If you've seen my Twitter threads, you know that I have to catch up on Resistance because I'm a bad person.
Big fan.
I've been bullied by people online. Call me a fake fan.
I mean, you know, I call it like I see it, Charlie.
I mean, yeah, fair dues. True that. No, I need to catch up. But what I loved about I think it's the second episode or the first episode, maybe. There's this beautiful shot of the Starkiller base and the like Star Destroyers, and there's another one in this trailer which looks really cool. And also the idea that we might be hitting The Force Awakens earlier than expected.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me the chills. And hearing, you know, General Hux saying that there's beautiful, well, not beautiful,
beautiful,
but the way sorry, I was leaning back into my character from earlier there. No, these, like, it's a really good delivery of the lines by Don. Dom Doan. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's go with every possible variation.
Donald Gleason.
Domino Gleason.
Yeah, Domino's Pizza does a really good job at delivering those lines. And pizza.
In 30 minutes or less.
Oh my God.
You open your door. Ding dong. You don't hear it. The last pizza is here.
You can see it on the app, the progress of the beam coming to your planet.
If we're looking up.
Oh my God. Jesus.
But yes, I believe you're right in that it's not beautiful what he's about to do, but it's beautiful performance.
Chills.
Believe me.
Yeah, it's one of the true highlights for the First Order, I'd say.
Definitely.
Okay, top 10 highlights for the First Order. Number 10.
Oh, taking out the village. I mean, that was easy.
Yeah,
that was easy, so it's got to be like bottom of the list, but it's also like...
Number 9.
Oh, God. Tom Hardy slapping Finn on the ass.
Number 8.
Daniel Craig getting mind tricked. Yes. Scavenger scum.
And I'll drop my weapon. Number 7.
Kylo smashing up the control panel with his lightsaber. That was a good First Order. And that, in the face of that poor, poor guy who's like, anything else, sir?
Number 6. These are all TFA based at the minute.
Oh,
so far.
See, that's because the real meaty ones for me are Last Jedi, so I gotta wait a little higher.
Oh, let's see here.
What are we on, 6?
Yes.
He's already lost count, Nikki. This is all pointless.
I really like the guy when he's like running away and he's just like, look, even Hux is gone. That guy just really cracks me up.
Okay, number 5.
Number 5. Number 5, I'll say the two guys who fire missiles into the Raddus.
Oh, yeah.
Blow up the command structure. That's, I was going to say that for top 3, but I'll put it now.
Yeah, the problem. Yeah, I'm trying to like save my ones, but what if we don't have the same ones? Oh my God. I should just throw one out. Like, we're at number four now.
Oh, then it means this totally arbitrary random thing that we came up with number 2 minutes ago is ruined.
Because it comes out of our mouth, that it makes it canon. Okay?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Okay, number four. The Gorilla Walkers firing on Luke Skywalker.
Oh, that's pretty bally. Yeah,
that was
top three. You ready?
I approve.
Number three is.
Oh, I guess catching the Resistance fleet was pretty great flex.
Oh, that was some big flexing right there. Are we throwing Kennedy in with that though? Are we throwing?
I was thinking more specifically when, you know, after the jump and they catch him. But Kennedy, well, he does deserve a shout out. 5 bloody minutes ago. Let's do 5 bloody minutes ago. Number two. I vote number two for 5 bloody minutes ago.
He is a handsome man.
Oh wait, no, we screwed up because we haven't even mentioned the fucking Hosnian Prime.
Oh damn. That is a pretty good first order moment. Oh crap. Oh go. What have we done?
The thing that started this whole conversation.
What have we done?
Number one. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my number one is a little first order, like inter first order personnel issues, and that's Kylo Ren putting the saber through Snoke.
Yes.
Cool.
So there we go.
I was gonna say Praetor.
Thanks everybody.
I was gonna say Praetorian guard fight. That's my number one.
Yeah.
There we go. We can lump them together.
It's one whole scene, so we're good.
There we are.
Sweet. I love how that tangent that we actually decided to roll with that tangent.
Sometimes you just gotta commit to the bit.
Commit to the bit. Because one time in college, actually, I pretended I was gonna storm out at the guy I was dating at the time, and he's like, "You're not gonna do it," and so I committed to the bit and I legit stormed out. I like left everything there and I stormed out and I like just sat outside on the porch and waited until I thought it was an appropriate amount of time to come back or to see if he would look for me. He did not look for me. Needless to say, the relationship did not work out.
I was kind of hoping you said, when you said I committed to the bit, that you went, when I went out, I left the country.
I just kept going as far as I could.
Bought a plane ticket.
We were married.
I showed him my Expedia receipt.
Oh my God.
Plane selfie.
So this trailer is probably the meatiest piece of content we've gotten of the new year.
For yourself.
So not including some of the art that Charlie's been sharing.
Oh God.
The less we say, the better.
But we yeah, so there's a lot of, like, I think a lot of cool character moments coming into the second half of Resistance. And we see Yeager taking on a little more of a proactive role in sort of what I think Poe wanted him, right? Like, Poe is always, Poe sort of went there sort of asking for help from Yeager, right? And Yeager's like, I don't want any part of this. Just, I'll look after the guy, but I don't want in. And now we see these images of sort of Yeager first, I think, kind of looking at intel, and then second being like, I'll fight by your side, Kaz. So I think there's going to be some cool growth there. We see Tora getting into some business. We see Tam captured by
that
the first
was something
order.
I wanted to bring up. No, don't take my sweet Tam. Don't do that. What did she do? Why is she a target? I need to know. She's had such a rough go this season. Like, her ship that's been promised to her forever has been, like, loaned out to Kaz, and he's beaten it up, like, 8,000 times. Every time they try to fix it up, Kaz screws it up. And now she's being taken by the First Order when she's not even a freaking spy. Like, poor Tam. She's really, like...
Or is she?
Oh, you never know. Everybody on the clock is actually a spy.
You know, it was Aunt Z. Only a spy would charge for water.
I wish I every time I think about that scene and her charging for water in the bar, I just sit there and I'm like, I want to do that so bad at work. I want to charge you. Like, especially if you're just taking up my time and I can't leave and you're not closing out your check for your like soda and a glass of water. I just want to be like, I just want to put that. Anyway, sorry, tangent. Bartending is fun.
All fair. All is fair in this podcast. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else there is. So obviously we're going to be, yeah, it's one of those radical, do you think that's a move to get the First Order out? Do you think the heroes do that?
If they do, that's a really screwed up way to do it. Also, if you're going to like sink the Colossus, how about you do it when your guys are not inside it? Because there's that shot of Kaz and, who's with him? But they're running down the hallway as it's filling with water. And I feel like maybe you should wait a few minutes to sink the Colossus until your boys are out. I don't know. Call me crazy. But
I think Ruckland did it.
Oh, my God. It's always his fault. And Charlie's just sitting over there like, I haven't seen it yet. So I don't know what you're talking about. But it is his fault, 100%.
And, let's see, what else is there? Some more sort of space action, some X-Wings, some TIE Fighters, Major Von Reg flying in. We got Commander Pyre still golden up the place. Yeah, I think it's really fascinating that we are going to get into the TFA timeline and seeing how, obviously, a major event in galactic history, probably one of the biggest events in galactic history, the destruction of the Hosnian system, seeing how that affects characters, especially Kaz, because
Papa's gonna go boom.
His parents are there, or at least his dad that we know. Is his dad like the senator of
Hosnian Prime? So there's a good chance. There's no like off-world, you know, he's not from Naboo or something traveling to Hosnian Prime for business. Now that's his world. It's everything Kaz has ever known.
So is that his home planet?
Yes, Kaz's home planet is Hosnian Prime. Okay. So that's going to be kind of rough, you know.
Hence the emo hair.
I feel like that emo hair. Oh, my God. But yeah, also I think that could be a really nice excuse for Kaz and Leia to bond. Like watching your planet get destroyed right in front of you. I think that they're going to get closer, and hopefully that means we'll get more Leia in the second half of this season.
Yeah, we got that little glimpse, right, of him talking to her.
Is that a special club?
I watched Everybody I Love Die Club. Watched my whole world get destroyed. I don't want to be a part of that club.
The only problem I have with that is that when is that supposed to take place? They're having the conversation. Is it during the Starkiller Base fight where Leia's like, yeah, Kaz, I know what you mean. It's pretty rough. And then she like turns to the right because she can feel Han dying. She's like, not again.
While she was on the way to Taco Donna.
She's having a chat.
Had some time to kill on the flight.
But yeah, one thing I want to know is, Was Hux's speech, was that like live broadcast? Are they watching that live or are they watching like a recording of it later? Like,
live it looks from like Starkiller Base.
It's General Hugs.
It's General Hux live.
Oh my God. But yeah, is that like a live like news broadcast or something like that? Or is it like played later?
In my mind, it was.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Otherwise, they wouldn't be like sneaking around to watch it.
And I feel like that adds to the that adds to the sort of horror of what happens.
And then just watching it all
is like, instead of like, this is the replay from the shit that happened earlier.
Because there's a bunch of stormtroopers on the base at that point, so I guess they're probably like watching their speech live from wherever they were. Like, oh, yeah,
because it's like the ultimate, you know, here we are party. For the First Order,
their coming out party.
So, yeah, in such violent fashion. But yeah, I think
someone redub scene think where Hosdian blows up to Pink's "I'm coming out."
Please.
And if you see one of those like awful, or not awful, I won't like insult the craft, but like just very clearly doctored like jib jab videos where like Hux's mouth moves to the lyrics and then fires. That'd be something.
I'd watch that. I definitely watch that.
But yeah, any other hopes or questions you have going into the rest of season one?
I want to know how we go from such like a happy-go-lucky first half for the most part. There's a few like more tense moments, but looks like we're hitting like shit is hitting the fan real quick. Like we're taking a hard turn. I'm excited for it because this is what I wanted from Resistance, was to get more of this. To know more about this time for the Resistance, but hey, you know, cool.
Yeah, I think it's indicative of how severe that action is by the First Order, right? Like it's not just an attack, like it's a full on just annihilation of the other side. So I think that sort of switch between, you know, oh, let's hang out and race and eat, you know, space waffles and whatnot. That switch to, oh, we're like at war now. I think is definitely a good sort of good reaction to basically what the First Order did. Okay, what else have we got? Recently, Ahmed Best, the hero behind Jar Jar Binks, teamed up with the website Soul Pancake and made a YouTube video sharing the story of his struggle with mental health and his suicide attempt in the wake of the Phantom Menace backlash. Have you guys watched his video?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And how'd you guys feel about it after watching it?
Cool. Charlie, do you want to start this one off?
Yeah. If we're going to be serious for a bit, I know it's such a rarity on the show. Yeah, I really cried during that video. If you follow me on Twitter or you know me, you know that I have mental health issues. And sometimes, you know, I try and laugh a lot to cover the way I feel sometimes, and that includes things that have happened to me in the past. And it really hit a point where he was talking about the idea of trying to do something and then it catching up to you and you remind, thinking, oh, I can't do that. And I mean, not on that level though, because obviously what happened to him was absolutely appalling. I'm just saying like how I personally related to the words he was saying and about and raising this serious topic, it hit me. I think it's really important. I think he's made a really good point about not only mental health issues and the way we address creative endeavors, but also the systematic sort of inbuilt racism of it all. The way people attacked his identity through this character without any knowledge of like what he actually put through it or what he put into that character. I think it's interesting. He made a really good point. He's very brave to speak out about it. I think he's like, I love Jar Jar. I have always loved Jar Jar. I've never understood the hate for Jar Jar Binks. He was a character that made me laugh. Still makes me laugh, makes me smile. So I'm just glad that he knows that there's people out there that he made smile, and I know he'll still be doing it for years to come.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a hard, I think it's like 11 minutes. hard 11-minute video to watch. But if you haven't watched it yet, you should, because it's eye-opening. And it's so relatable, especially if you know I promise you, you can throw a rock and you will hit somebody. Well, please don't throw any rocks. that everywhere around you, there are people with their own internal struggles that you may not realize. And just him being brave enough and to share that with everybody. And it's just such an important thing to remember that people, you may not realize how much they are struggling, and there's so much underneath every, you know, every little interaction. That just be careful the way you talk to people, and especially content creators and actors and things like that, because they are so picked apart for everything. And it just, don't pile onto it. They're going, like, everybody's, there's going through something, man. And you never really know how your stupid joke about Jar Jar Binks being the ruining your childhood, how that affects, how that would affect him. And also one thing that is just baffling to me is how little credit Ahmed gets, especially in the world of motion capture. It's one thing that he brought up, that he's like, we did the coding for the CGI character. We did that. That's me. That's me in there. I am a part of all of these CGI characters that you now love because I did that, and I should be proud of that. And this greatest achievement of my life ended up being the reason I almost ended it all. And that's insane. I'm very proud of him for speaking out and for just bearing his soul and being such like a beacon of positivity in the sense that you need to be here. Even if you think you can't take any more, just one more day. You can do it. You can get through one more day. And there are people that really, really need you there. So I was really touched by it. It was a hard watch, but really, really hit a chord with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, like, for me, it just kind of reminds me of when I see people, like, driving really recklessly on the road, and, like, dangerously, I always think about how people have very little respect for, like, a power they have at their fingertips that they don't think about. It's like, so the way a dangerous driver is not respecting the fact that they're operating a weapon, moving at 70 miles per hour on the road. I feel it's the same way with people on the internet and on, you know, social media, when, you know, it doesn't matter how many people you might reach, but like your words, when you're able to put them out there, are like a power that you have. I mean, don't respect that power. When you use that power to, you know, be reckless and be dangerous to people who, like, they don't deserve it. It doesn't matter. Maybe you didn't like something, whatever. You have to, like, treat that power with respect, because there's no reason for anyone to be belittled or, you know, made fun of just because, yeah, like you think, oh, this is a funny joke. People are going to laugh at this because Jar Jar sucks or whatever. And I think it's one of those things people just aren't conscious about, and certainly weren't back then, when, like, the real, probably, like, vitriol of, like, the Phantom Menace happened. So I think, like, one of the things to draw from what Ahmed Best is trying to teach everyone here is, like, yeah, like, be conscious of the power that your words have, because you never know who they're gonna hurt and how severely they could hurt someone. So if you're out here trying to engage with other fans, engage with other artists, Be respectful of people because, you know, we're all just trying to make it, and see, you know, see the next big thing in our lives, see the next, whether that's the next day, next week, next celebration. We're all just trying to get there, get to each little section, and you got to do your best to take care of your fellow human. So I think Ahmed Best is doing really important work in being open about all of this really terrible experience that he had, but I think he's coming from a great place and that he's here to shine a light on it and to make sure other people who might, you know, experience this or have experienced this, you know, to make sure that they have sort of a champion. And I think that is some noble work, because Jar Jar is an unlikely hero, I think is a fair assessment of what his like character was, at least before he, you know, gave emergency powers and stuff. But you know, at least his first installment, you know, he is this loopy fool who was abandoned, you know, kicked out of his city, and then by the end he's leading an army,
a whole and world.
Yeah, I mean it's his little musing on Coruscant that sort of kickstarts the idea in Padme's head that, you know, we can unite these people together and save our planet. And so, you know, Jar Jar was a hero in that sense, and I think Ahmed Best is picking up that same mantle right now, doing the same things with his exploration of his experience. So I think also to just cap this all off with a little levity, Ahmed Best, you make us so moist here at the Imperial Senate podcast, and we thank you for everything that you're doing in regards to your experience with mental health issues.
We love you, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So as we wrap up this sort of first few days of 2019 Star Wars news, I guess we'll go to our timely question and figure out what made each of us moist in Star Wars this week. Could be anything big or small. Just what in these first opening days of 2019 made you so moist? Let's start with you, Charlie.
Me? Oh, I'm trying to think. What made me moist about Star Wars in 2019 so far? Well, like you said, we've had a few different things going on. I guess it's not really 2019, but I did read it in 2019, so it counts, and anyone who disagrees can shut up. The last issue of Darth Vader.
Yes!
I think it was issue 25. So Charles Soule's done an amazing job with this sort of little piece of Vader's. That's what I love about, like, there's people that always want Vader stories. They don't understand what they want in terms of, they just want a quick door. Ding, 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 ding.
They like just that. Want the hallway.
Yeah, hallway.
The Rogue One hallway.
But even more than that, it's like they want a whole connective arc. But what, even though the first issue takes place straight after Revenge of the Sith, or at least part of Revenge of the Sith, we actually get to sort of delve into a piece of time of Vader's life, a specific moment, as opposed to this is what represents him completely. It's just a here's the situation in this time, Vader dealing with certain things, and it's really interesting. The final issue, which deals with like sort of what ifs and goes into weird false mythology, it was pretty cool, and sort of completed that mini character arc that, even though we see it complete in Revenge of the Sith, not completely, we kind of see the moment where he's become purely Vader. Like he's not hoping for the idea of getting Padme back, and that concept made me moist.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's a really good one.
What you got, Claire?
Well, okay. So mine is also kind of comics related. I started the, well, kind of, it's completely comics related. I started the Age of Republic anthology series. And if you haven't picked those up, I say they're totally worth it because they're gorgeous. And they also explored some really fun Force lore shenanigans. So I've really, really enjoyed that. Other than, so definitely that. And also Kaz, underwater Kaz and his sexy wet hair also made me very moist.
You know, because there was some debate, actually. Debate used lightly.
Very heated.
Is that a new haircut? Is that a new haircut, or is it just wet hair?
My vote is wet hair.
I'm team wet hair as well.
But everybody's sexier when wet, so. Ooh. Hey.
Ew. Okay. For me, I think what made me most moist was a little article posted by great gentleman, Anthony Bresnikan of Entertainment Weekly. Posted this on January 3rd. Here are all the Star Wars projects coming in 2019. And my guy just lists them. You know, Episode 9, Mandalorian, Clone Wars, the Vader virtual reality, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Resistance, comics, you name it. It's all on this article. And just what a way to start the year to check this out and be like, wow, we are going to get just straight up annihilated by Lucasfilm because there is all sorts of goodies. I'm sure, I don't know what kind of fan, you know, every single one of our listeners is, but I don't think, or I think they will find something in this article that they will be excited
if you
about.
Can't, there's something which wrong is, with you being a Star Wars fan.
Yeah. I don't know why you're listening to us or any Star Wars podcast if you can't look at that article and be like, hell yes, there's something in it. So I think, yeah, that was a really fun way. Thank you, Anthony, to start 2019 and just sort of, it's like seeing the buffet menu before you walk in and you're just like, oh, okay. So it's on now. Yep. So stay hungry, everyone, because there's going to be a lot of stuff to eat because we're all thinking about food. Okay. Well, you know what, guys? I think that just about wraps it up for this first episode of 2019. You guys excited for a new year of podcasting?
Crickets.
Quite frankly, no.
Silence. It just hit us. We're just like, oh, shit. What did I sign up for?
Oh, no. Yes, I'm very excited. And there's so many things that I cannot wait to talk about with all of you guys this year. It's good.
I mean, we're all going to be together.
Oh my god, I know. In April. Oh. I'm so sorry.
What a year ahead of us. I just booked my flight tickets as well.
Me too.
So it's all becoming very real. But yeah, I think 2019, excited to see what we do as a show. I think we definitely want to continue to bring some really cool things, whether that be separately or together at Celebration. We want to make you guys a part of our experience at the Imperial Senate podcast. So to continue to stay up to date with what we've got going on, just keep listening to us, of course. And also follow us on Twitter at Imp Senate Pod. Follow us on Instagram at Imperial Senate Pod. Like our Facebook page, the Imperial Senate Podcast. You can see updates and other cool things there. You can get some sweet swag from tpublic.com/user/ Imperial Senate Podcast. And become one of our beloved patrons on our Patreon page because that's just about the coolest thing you can do. All the cool people are doing it. And we are definitely looking forward to making 2019 a year that celebrates Patreon and have a lot more cool things on there. I think Claire, you're going to be tackling our first monthly vlog.
Yes, I am. You get to see my lovely mug on Patreon talking about everything Star Wars and just random things about my life. That'll be fun.
There we go. So if you guys have questions for Claire, make sure you submit them by Monday, January 14th. Where's the best place for people to submit
questions?
Well,
if you're a patron, there's a post on the Patreon page that you can just comment. Otherwise, you can send us an email, which we totally screwed up. That was for the holiday special episode. And so before I tell you the wrong email again, I'm going to make sure that it's right.
We'll also say, if you do have a question, you're likely to follow us on any social media platform.
That's even
better. Just get it to us. Get it to us somehow, whether it's through Twitter or Instagram or
Facebook.
Whatever. You can get us a question.
I'll look.
Yeah,
I promise.
There we go. And so yeah, Patreon. We're looking forward to expanding over the next year. And also, you can give us a positive review on iTunes if you liked the episode, because it's not quite as cool as Patreon, but it would also be super cool to do that. And brand new, fresh off the press, if you play Star Wars Battlefront 2 on PlayStation Network, you can join our community group. We're going to be picking times, playing together, and having a good time.
Except for Nikki, because he has an Xbox.
Just keep an eye on, except for me. You're on Xbox. Shut up. I didn't want to play with you anyway, and I didn't want to hear you on Xbox Live. So just play alone and have fun by yourself. You can listen to the podcast while you play. But yeah, if you're on PlayStation, everything's nice, and you can go play with Charlie and Claire. So keep an eye on social media, and we'll keep you updated on that. So now, Claire, where can we find you?
You can find online. Me on Twitter and Instagram at cstribs. And I hope I don't immediately scare you away with my nonsense and my pictures today of great tits, which are birds, by the way.
Wait, what?
It's a long story short. There's a bird called Great Tit, so I posted a photo of Great Tits today.
It's
some sizzle.
Top quality content. If you want to go check out Claire's social media.
I find it really embarrassing when people send you gross pictures. Like, I would never do
such
a thing,
William also sent me a picture of some boobies today. Some blue-footed boobies.
There it is.
I liked it.
Magical. Okay, Charlie, where can fine people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at CMWASHBY, where I talk nonsense about anything. You can also find me on Instagram, Charlie MW Ashby, and it's my birthday on Saturday, so if you want to send me some gifts, I'll post my wish list.
Perfect.
No, but if you send me a tweet, I'll be grateful.
There we go.
And the tweet, if you could send a fiver, I'll be also grateful.
Get moist for the birthday boy this weekend.
Get moist cake.
What about you,
Jamie? Okay. And yeah, if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at Naquicious. That is NAQUICIOUS. And I don't know, if you're on Facebook, you can send me an invite or a friend request or whatever. I don't know who uses Facebook anymore. Am I right?
Us.
Hackers and stuff. Whatever.
Our podcast.
Like only still everyone.
Literally today as well.
Jesus.
Okay. Well, I guess thanks everybody for listening to our first episode again of the new year. Very excited to keep going on and see what 2019 has in store. So remember, the Force will be with you. Not just sometimes. Not most of the time. The Force will be with you. Always.
Bye.
See ya.
The Council permanently. The last remnants of the Old Republic have been swept away.